Welcome to the Compassionate Leaders Circle podcast. For thousands of years, the sages have known that compassion is a powerful force for good. In the last two decades, compassion scholars caught up with these sages, proving that there is an ROI to building loving communities and businesses. This podcast features leaders who can teach us about the power of compassion. I am Laurel Donnellan, and I am the founder and CEO of Compassionate Leader Circle. I am so happy to be here with my dear friend and colleague, Carol Brown. This is our debut as co-host for the Compassionate Leader Circle podcast. This is a very special episode where we get to shine a bright light on compassionate leaders all over the world. We're very excited to be here. So many of you were nominators and nominees. You are all amazing. We want to honor everyone. It was very difficult, but we chose six amazing people to represent all of you. A little bit about the awards. We came up with this idea about 3 years ago. This is our third annual. And the people that are being honored today come from about 200 nominations that came through LinkedIn and our community, and another 1,000 people that have been considered for our podcast and Forbes post. So we get to write about compassionate leaders and talk to compassionate leaders on our podcast and through Forbes.com. So this is an amazing group from four countries, and we're excited to introduce them to you very shortly. Our program is very simple. We're going to introduce, Daryl and I will be introducing them and asking them up on stage. Then we'll be doing a little Q&A, and we are going to wrap it up in 30 minutes. That's the goal. So before we do get started, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsor. If you're here, you were probably directed to us through our marketing partner, who is our sponsor, been our sponsor for 3 years. The sponsor is Angles Inc., led by Paul Angles. And he has a very interesting and wonderful way to do target marketing through LinkedIn. So thank you, Paul. And we, along the way today, are going to share links for our sponsor and our honorees. So please look for those. If you want to talk to us or give applause or comment on these amazing people we're introducing you to, please do that through the chat and introduce yourself and where you're from. I'm calling you today from Douglas, Michigan, and Daryl's in Dallas, Texas. So we are so lucky at Compassionate Leader Circle because we get to work with universities and companies and not-for-profits all over the world that have compassionate leadership as part of their core value and want to spread that and amplify that through their organization. We are a media and education company, and what we do through these awards is part of our media. Last year, I ended our program with answering a question from my colleague, Anthea Rowe, who asked me, like, you know, what's a quick tip for adding compassionate leadership to your life? And my answer was, when in doubt, throw love at it. These honorees that we're talking to today are amazing examples of throwing love at problems, at people, and at the planet. So without further ado, I'm going to pass the baton to Daryl, who's going to introduce us to our first two honorees.
Good morning to everyone, and evening to those who are not in the morning time zone. So our first honoree has a strong purpose for using technology for the good. Neil, please join us.
Hi. A good afternoon from London.
Yeah, good afternoon, Neil. Neil Mehta is a UK-based entrepreneur and humanitarian whose work benefits underprivileged communities worldwide. He is the founder and CEO of Givi, a digital fundraising and collaboration platform for small charities to thrive and become self-sustainable in the UK. So far, it has raised £3.5 million to support over 5,000 small volunteer-driven charities. Neil is also chair of an NGO called Water Harvest, providing solutions for water harvesting in Africa and in India. In addition, as a trustee at Frederick's Foundation, he offers creative financing to social enterprises. Visit Givi, the Givi platform to learn more.
Thank you.
Welcome, Neil.
Welcome, Neil. Thank you for all you do.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Our next honoree is fighting for our collective mental health through his psychology practice, research, writing, advocacy, and speaking. Recently, he testified in at a congressional hearing in Washington, giving his expertise to lawmakers. Nick, please join us so I can share more about your essential mission.
Hi,
Nick. Dr. Nick Carderis is a best-selling author and a pioneer in the field of tech addiction and its impacts of the digital age and on our mental health. He is the CEO and Chief Clinical Officer of Omega Recovery in Austin, Texas, and Maui Recovery in Hawaii.
Dr. Carderis is the author of the best-selling GlowPids, a seminal book on screen effects translated into 12 languages, and he recently released Digital Madness, How Social Media is Driving Our Mental Health Crisis. His book provides harsh criticism of tech platforms that knowingly hurt mental health and solutions for how we can overcome this crisis. We believe Nick's book should be required reading for all parents, guardians, and educators. You can learn more about his work at his site, which we'll put up. Daryl, I'm gonna keep going and you froze for a bit, but I'm glad you're back. I met the following two honorees who are collaborators when I had the honor of interviewing them for Forbes and our podcast, where they taught me about something new in my world, disability tech. Their contributions individually and collectively are astounding. Gina and Bernard, please join us as I introduce you both. Gina Klein lives in Washington, D.C., is the founder and managing partner of Enable Ventures. She is an investor, entrepreneur, civil rights lawyer, and thought leader dedicated to building the future of work by advancing the rights of people with disabilities as innovators, workers, business owners, and consumers. Enable Ventures is the first impact venture fund dedicated to closing the disability wealth gap while achieving market rate returns. And you can learn more about her at the Enable Ventures site, which we'll put in the chat. And to our person who traveled the furthest today, Bernard Chira leads Innovate Now, Africa's first accelerator for disability technology startups based in Nairobi, Kenya. Innovate Now coaches assisted technology entrepreneurs on how to build the foundation of entrepreneurial success while driving social change. Innovate Now has impacted over 100 founders across 45 disability-focused technology ventures from more than 10 countries. You can contact Bernard and learn more about how to support his amazing work through his LinkedIn profile, which we'll put in the chat. I'm gonna pass it back to Daryl and hope he doesn't freeze.
I hope I don't freeze too, Laurel. I'm so sorry for that.
No, it's fine, honey.
Okay. Our next honoree works for a compassionate company addressing people and the planet as they welcome a more diverse workforce to their home country. Kevin, please join us. Kevin Perkins is the Chief Information Security Officer for McCain Foods and hires the best and most diverse talent worldwide, bringing some team members to live and work in Canada. He soon discovered that many of these employees and their families struggle to feel home in their new country. So Kevin listened carefully and partnered with community resources including restaurants, grocery stores, housing, faith-based organizations, and transportation companies to build a comprehensive and long-term plan to ensure his team and their families have what they need to flourish. You can learn more about Kevin, about McCain Foods at their website. Our last accomplished honoree has taught at Morehouse College, where my son is a freshman and is home in the next room. Patricia, please join us. Dr. Patricia Kelly Marsh is a physician, inventor, CEO, and co-founder of Ask Me Your MD, Inc., a global live physician telechat platform for patients to get answers to their medical needs in real time, working with CVS Health. In addition, she serves her Atlanta community as a family medicine physician and as health committee chair of the National Coalition of 100 Black Women, Inc., Metropolitan Atlanta chapter, advocating for Black women and girls in health, education, public policy, and economic empowerment. You can learn more about her health platform here.
Thank you, Daryl. And now that we have all these amazing, innovative minds with us, we're going to have them speak to all of you. And we're going to do a quick rapid fire panel. So the first question I'm going to ask each of you is, what is one new or current project that you're really excited about and why? And I'll just start with the order I see people. Go ahead, Neil, tell us.
Probably the most exciting project is ensuring we can get water, drinking water, to the last mile communities globally. In particular in the semi-arid regions of the world, and that's through water harvest. So we've recently moved from India to Africa to do that. And over the last 30 years, we've taken probably about 1.5 million people in about 1,500 villages in the north of India out of water poverty. And that's probably the most exciting thing that I'm looking forward to doing. And empowering through that, obviously, education, because girls are the ones who fetch the water and so forth. So they become empowered in going to be educated.
That would beautiful. Beautiful work, so essential. I just moved to the Midwest, where we apparently have 20% of the fresh water on the planet. And when I look at the lake that's a mile and a half away from me, I will think about your work and support it in any way I can.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah. Nick, tell us what you're working on.
Yeah. And by the way, thank you for having me here and for selecting me. I'm continuing to work. I'm really excited about legislative initiatives to really help protect our youngest and most vulnerable from predatory platforms. I've been really pleasantly surprised with the receptiveness of our legislators who are finally waking up to the fact, you know, thanks to the Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen, and some other folks that have pulled back the curtain on just how toxic and harmful some of these platforms are with people's mental health, especially adolescent mental health and suicide rates and the harm. So creating legislation that puts guardrails into place to protect the youngest and most vulnerable is something that I'm very passionate and proud of and optimistic about that it's finally happening.
I'm glad to hear your optimism, and I thank you for being a warrior for all of us and someone who's been a whistleblower before it was cool. So thank you.
Thank you.
Bernard.
Yeah, hello. So thank you. I think for me, over the last couple of years and now, what really excites me is this idea that we can break down barriers that prevent persons with disabilities from achieving their true potential and from participating equally in society. And I'm really excited about the work that we are doing out of Kenya, but really for the whole continent and the world to raise the voice that innovation, technology can be that catalyst to drive persons with disabilities towards opportunities in work and access to everything that they need to thrive, and particularly the idea to invest in businesses that make these technologies possible, which is what I'm currently working on. It really gets me excited. Thank you.
Thank you. And the Forbes post I did, that one of the great things about doing Forbes posts and podcasts is I get to go to school, and Jean and Bernard taught me a lot about disability tech and the opportunity there. And that will be linked, that article will be linked into their bios that we'll share later. So thank you so much, Bernard. Kevin.
Yes. Hello, everyone. And first of all, thank you for having me and selected me for the award today. I'm very humbled and honored. A current project that I'm working on is, one that Daryl spoke about, because we still have much work to do. And as new team members join McCain from global regions and move to the small town of Florenceville, New Brunswick, Canada, we want to make sure that those team members are welcomed in the community and have someone to help them get set up and established. So we have initiated a community project to listen and hear about the needs of diverse ethnic groups, and partnered with internal and external stakeholders within the company and the community to meet those needs and to access resources that will help McCain employees and their family experience belonging and connection. Not just within the company, but also within the community which they live day in and day out. So I'm very excited about that. And I want to thank you again.
And I'm very excited. I see the connection. I see Neil and Kevin together here. Kevin works at an amazing company that's very old, family-owned farm, a farming company that is being very aggressive about reversing climate change. And their standards for farming, and which affects our ability to have enough water on the planet. So thank you, Kevin, and thank you for your leadership on that end as well. Patricia.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm most excited about our partnership of Ask Me Your MD with CVS Health. And it was specifically within the clinical trials services division that they just created in 2021. And so we are really seeing the fruit of our labor in diversifying clinical trials. And this was an area in which Ask Me Your MD, we had no idea that we could be so useful and so prolific in. And so that has me very excited about the technology advances that come in that space. And so, the future is very bright for us.
One thing that was in your nomination, which astounded me, is you went from idea to a deal with CVS in 11 months. So if you want to know how to accelerate tech, talk to Dr. Marsh. Gina.
Tough act to follow. This is such a privilege to be here with such great people, and including you, Laurel. I'm most excited about an initiative we launched this year, Enable Ventures, launched in partnership with our Scout program that supports accelerators around the world, called Smart Job, but in our Moonshot Disability Accelerator Initiative, of which Bernard is a participant. We've really identified leaders in countries throughout the world who are leveraging their lived experiences of disability as innovation, which is in and of itself a disruption to the way that the world has thought and often spoken about disability. Until now, in countries across the world, disability has been erroneously characterized as an issue of cost, of legal compliance, or at base of caretaking, a paternalistic system of healthcare and medical supports. Today, there is a rising generation of entrepreneurs across the world who see disability differently, and they're leveraging it as the powerful entry point to new innovation. And there are people around the world like Bernard who stand in their own right as leaders in their countries who are establishing the very cutting edge of emerging technology. And they're doing it by leveraging the lived experience of disability to remove barriers and solve for some of the most difficult problems we have in the world today. So we're very excited, and I'm very excited to be working with 11 disability technology accelerators in 8 countries to bring about the most cutting edge technology that we have today.
Thank you for your amazing work and for educating me on something new and so exciting. Thank you so much for being here. Daryl, I'm going to pass the microphone to you to ask another question of our amazing honorees.
So here at Compassionate Leaders Circle, in addition to working with organizations and universities, we work with teams each fall from around the world. Our last program pulled from 10 different countries, from Colombia to Singapore. What advice would you have for these future compassionate leaders seeking opportunities to lead with love? Let's start with you, Patricia.
I definitely have to say, never give up. Failure is a part of the journey. Know that anything worthwhile is going to be hard to do, but that dedication, that focus, and that continued forward progress will get you to where you would like to go. So please never, ever give up.
Excellent. Neil.
A difficult one, but I'm involved with an organization called the English Speaking Union in UK, which is a 100-year-old dynasty that is encouraging English speaking around the world. And one of the kind of principles that they talk about is getting a lot of young people globally in debates and so forth. So kind of two or three things that have come out of those learnings is things like experiences are a reflection of oneself. So if it was aspiring young leaders, the kind of first and foremost is to be compassionate and caring towards others always, irrespective of color, creed, whatever. Build relationships of trust and respect, and always create a positive environment. And English Speaking Union in UK actually do that through a very, very strong, diverse global students by debating. So I hope that that's really something of use.
Sure. Love and respect, key words. Nick, in what you do, the youth, you know, what you do is aimed at the youth. So what advice would you give them?
Well, Patricia stole a little bit of my thunder about never give up, because I think that's a critical ingredient. So for a lot of the work when I deal with young people, part of the messaging is we're living in a really challenging world right now, geopolitically, economically, from every metric, this is a challenging global world. And so I try to encourage people who are struggling, and I've worked, you know, because I create treatment programs as well, to become compassionate philosopher warriors. And that's an archetype that I think is really, really powerful in today's climate, because the wisdom of a philosopher in terms of discernment and ethics and correct intention in our missions, whatever they may be, whatever you choose your mission to be, and the warrior in terms of having the ability to fight and the ability to have that grit that is required sometimes to overcome the obstacles that are in today's society. So a compassionate philosopher warrior brings those ingredients to the fight and to the struggle, and baked in that is never give up, right? That's to continue and persevere no matter what.
Fantastic. Bernard, please share with us.
Yeah, so I think what I can share with young and future leaders is, first of all, pay attention, because I think as leaders, you don't wake up one day and suddenly you're a leader. It starts long way before you can even know that you are actually being positioned for leadership. So there are experiences maybe in your childhood or in your journey of life that you've had to go through that maybe did not make sense at that point. But in the future, that is what is gonna help you become the leader that you are, you know, created to be. And sometimes these experiences are pleasant, sometimes they're not pleasant at all. And I think for me, this has been, you know, my experience. I think there are skills and experiences that I learned when I was very young, but now it makes a lot of sense, you know? So don't give up, but know that as a leader, you are born with a gift, but it takes life to shape that gift and that skill to be useful in the leadership that you're being prepared for. Thank you.
Yes, we all have gifts. It's Gina.
I think I would say that the generation that is emerging today has a set of issues on their plate, unrivaled in history. There are conversations about how innovation and technology in particular will impact people. But I think the challenge is really, as we see it, how people will impact technology. That there is a real opportunity here for people who are innovators to inject compassion and humanity into technology in a way that serves the interests of society, as opposed to merely being reactive to technology. There's an opportunity to build innovation in a way that democratizes access to the economy, to the capital markets, and to employment. The opposite is also true. Without welcoming these leaders into the knowledge-based and technology-based economy, there is the opportunity to see widening inequality. And so the challenge now is for people who've been left out to step forward, because as we see it, their ideas are not only defensible, but will lead the future in bringing about progress.
Thank you. Kevin?
Great advice so far, but maybe just a couple of things. I would say be curious and learn and listen on a number of different topics and take action on areas that you're passionate about. And remember, not everything has to be a big initiative to make a difference. A lot of times it's small actions that you can take that will make a difference in people's lives.
What a great point. Well, you know, as you've heard from all of our panelists, all of our honorees, you know, we at Compassionate Leaders Circle, we talk about compassion a lot, but we are all gifted. We're all gifted, and we are all shaped by our past. And not everything is going to be rosy, as Bernard said. and the never give up part is critical. Thank you all for joining us. Laurel, I'll pass it back to you.
Well, I think we're ready to wrap up, but the panelists couldn't have given a better lesson in compassionate leadership today. I'm grateful to be with all of you. I want to let everyone know who's here that we'll have other opportunities to interact with these amazing people. Hopefully in the fall, we'll bring them back together. And I'll let Daryl have the final word.
Yeah. You know, I sat with someone yesterday, which I do once a month, and it was a meditative experience. And what he told me, he talked about self-mastery. And he talked about what's in our head, our heart, and goes through our hands is really those three things have to be in unison, right? In order for us to be balanced. And when we're balanced, that's when the compassion really comes, and compassion and passion really comes. And I hear that from all of you, and I really want to thank you all again for all of the impact that you're having on the world.
Blessings to everyone. And thank you so much, all the attendees, for being part of this amazing day. Thank you so much. We'll be in touch.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to changing the world. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Compassionate Leaders podcast. You can learn more about us at CompassionateLeadersCircle.com. Please join us each week as we shine a light on compassionate leaders making a positive impact on their communities and the world.